That bitch really said that. She wants me to seek her out. I would rather spend another 2,000 years in this room than exist in the same solar system as her. I'd rather meet a woman, sire children, and then devour those children than have anything to do with her again.
So, that's a no, then?
Mordecai was no longer a rat hooligan. He'd shapeshifted into a much larger, hairier, and obsidian creature called a bugaboo. He was like a bear with no neck, with enormous owlish eyes and comically skinny legs. His long arms were also absurdly thin compared to the rest of the 7-foot-tall creature. He looked terrifying and cartoonish at the same time. That almost punched him right in the face when we first entered the room. It took a solid 10 seconds for me to realize that this was still Mordecai.
Mordecai! Bugaboo, level 50. Guild master of this guild hall. This is a non-combatant NPC. You know that creepy, unkempt guy who lives on the corner? He doesn't seem to have a job, has a van, hangs out at the park with a pair of binoculars. Yeah, you get the idea. Solitary monstrosities that never settle in a single place. Bugaboos may be found anywhere on the dungeon's lower floors, often lying in wait for crawlers to pass by so they can jump out and do things to them. They'll tell you they just want to cuddle. That's probably a lie.
That's, quite the monster they chose for you.
These guys are pretty depraved. They have them on the first and second floors, but the third floor will be filled with them. Don't wander near alleys at night.
At night?
I can't tell you about that.
I looked up at him, but he winked at me. I understood.
So, Odette, you don't like her? Is there something we need to be worried about?
Odette cares about Odette. She is smart, she is cunning, and she is more self-centered than that thing at the center of the galaxy. But her current gig, it is perfect for her. She can be very useful and helpful to you. Until you're not.
It's funny. That's pretty much the exact same thing she'd said about the game's AI. I didn't say that out loud.
If she invites us back on the show, should we go?
Oh, you should go. Her program is one of the few I would recommend. Not that they give you much of a choice. Speaking of shows, there's someone who wants to speak with you. I've been asked to ping her once you showed up here. She'll arrive in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Another show?
Donut had just started combing through her achievements and boxes. She didn't seem to have gotten anything noteworthy except one item. Her boss box contained an enchanted fur brush of the Ecclesiastic that worked in a similar fashion to my pedicure kit. As long as someone brushed her for 10 minutes every night, she'd receive an extra 2 points to her constitution for 30 hours. It was better than nothing, but even with the buff, her constitution was only 4.
She'll explain who she is when she gets here. Do not upset this woman. She has a lot of power over your fate.
I swallowed. I had a feeling this wasn't going to be a good thing.
I have several questions.
Mordecai settled uncomfortably across from me. Before, the chairs had been too big for him. Now they were too small.
Let's hear it.
You said it'd probably be 10 days, but it's 6.
Is that a question? This is the first time I've ever seen it lower than the maximum. The minimum is 1 day longer. They gave a reason in the last announcement. That's all I can say about that.
Mordecai lifted his eyes, looking up at the ceiling.
Can, viewers see us in this room?
Yes. Like I said before, the only place they can't follow is in restrooms. They can only hear or see you, however. Not me. Only those with press credentials can see or hear me. Those like Odette. Most people know this and only watch if you have a good loot box to open.
Shit. I hadn't thought about that. Before, Mordecai had been more forthright, but we also hadn't been under a crazy amount of scrutiny either. Getting straight answers out of him was now going to be more difficult.
Do you know who Damien is?
Who told you about that name? Did Odette tell you about him?
Whoa, not Odette. It was a mob, a fairy. She called for him just before we killed her.
Those damn fairies are always getting themselves in trouble. Damien is a location manager. Each city area has one. There are only three for this floor. He is my manager's manager. You're not supposed to see or know about him. I'm only allowed to tell you about this sort of stuff if you ask directly.
We spent some time talking about the Burrow boss fight and the last fight with Crack Karen. I asked him what her weakness was, and he smiled, telling me he wasn't allowed to say, which really told me my theory was correct. It wasn't the last we'd see of that particular boss. I asked him about Agatha, about them editing her out of the boss battle. He waved it off.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to confuse the narrative.
Again, I could sense there was more there. I tried not to let my frustration show. I told him my theory about how they were combining real aliens with Earth stereotypes. Mordecai looked equally frustrated.
That's mostly correct. Again, it's not really something I can discuss. But this isn't exactly some big secret either. Some of these monsters are made by AI. Some are simply the actual creatures from their world. The Tusklings and the Ball of Swine, for example. And some, like you've deduced, are created by a team of writers. Like with anything that's been put together by a team, what you end up with can vary wildly. Those llamas, for example, they are unique to your planet, and I don't recall anything in your culture that suggests they should be anthropomorphized as drug-dealing gangbangers. Someone just thought it'd be an interesting combo. Not everything will be social commentary.
It's usually just stupid.
It's entertainment.
Mordecai again reminded me of something Odette said. There was a much deeper story there between those two. I wondered if I'd ever learn it.
Also, I've been meaning to ask you about this tattoo on my neck. The Desperado Club.
Nope. Off limits. You'll learn about the third floor soon enough. Sorry. Now, you better open your boxes before Zev gets here. Once she's here, the cameras will turn off. Cameras will always turn off when Kuatine are around.
Shit.
Okay.
I opened up my folder. My IED and explosives handling and several other explosives-based skills had leaped to 7 thanks to my creation of the Carl's Jugaboom. I also received a pretty strange achievement.
New achievement! Dungeonpreneur! You have invented a stackable weapon, device, or potion. You will be memorialized for eternity with your name in the Dungeon Codex. Just don't let it go to your head, Elon. Reward? For every kill made with this device by other crawlers, you will receive a single gold coin. If you survive the dungeon, you will continue to receive this benefit, even during future seasons, at the current gold-to-credit exchange rate for the remainder of your natural life. Our lawyers made us put that last part in, but between you and me, we both know you're going to die, and we're going to keep using your hard work for our own benefit.
Interesting. It was too bad nobody else would ever use these things. The main ingredient, the jug of moonshine, was probably pretty rare, and those jugs were more valuable when they were left unaltered. I received a bunch of the usual stuff, plus a couple hundred gold coins, bringing our hoard to just over 1,000 coins. I went over it all. More potions and torches and biscuits. I had enough food now to feed an army for a month straight. I received a couple goblin boxes and took in more dynamite, smoke bombs, and lighters. I received a bronze crowd control box and added 2 scrolls of confusing fog. This time, I would give them both to Donut. I opened the boss box. Don't say anything. Don't say anything out loud. I couldn't help it. I looked up at the ceiling.
Really?
Fucking really?
Whoa. That's actually a really good prize.
It was a white pair of boxers covered in little red hearts.
God damn it.
Enchanted big boy boxers. Have you ever read an Incredible Hulk comic and thought to yourself, everything rips off of his body except his pants? No way. Well, spoiler alert, you're not wrong. Size-altering and wear creatures, such as the big boy, are required to wear enchanted, self-sizing items lest they wish to turn the dungeon into a nudist colony when they transform. That means everything they wear requires an enchantment. Everything, including their naughty little undies. +2 to Constitution. Wearer may cast a level 15 protective shell once every 30 hours.
Don't look.
I pulled my scorched and threadbare boxers off and slipped the new ones on. The old ones fell apart in my hands. The first thing I did was open the spell menu, find protective shell, and move it to my hot list.
Protective shell! Picture yourself in high school. Now picture all the girls who would never get anywhere near you. It's kind of like that, but on purpose. Cost? This is an item-based spell. The spell does not require mana to cast. If you unequip the associated item, you will lose access to the spell. The cooldown will not reset. Target? A 3-meter radius sphere centered around the right hand of caster plus 50 centimeters of radius per level of intelligence. Current radius? 4.5 meters. Duration? 5 seconds plus 1 second per level of spell. Current duration? 20 seconds. Requires 30-hour cooldown. A favorite of frontline tanks and castle guards, the expensive and rare Protective Shell spell shields the caster and anyone within the sphere from a mob's physical presence or physical attacks. The spell does not protect against magic or against non-corporeal entities. Unlike the more popular Shield spell, this spell does not move with you. This spell's area of effect remains static once cast, unimpeded by your physical surroundings. So, if you use this spell only when you really, really need it, you're probably only delaying the inevitable by a few seconds.
I had that spell during my crawl. It saved me more than once. It has a fantastic secondary effect. Since the spell doesn't move once cast, you can—
Warning! You may not wield your weapons while in the presence of admins. Any attempted violence against an admin will result in your immediate execution.
The stern message came out of nowhere, and it was spoken in a different voice than anyone I'd heard before. Like with the boss battles, it wasn't voiced in my head, but over an unseen loudspeaker. There was a loud pop, and a new creature appeared in the room, standing in a puddle right in front of me. A Kuatine.